Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Lillis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. It's 1-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco misplays the ball. That's an error on Casco. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher bunts towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gaines. Altman reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. Christopher goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaines hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Bond moves to second. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Elliott moves to second. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gaines. Canizaro reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Claude Raymond now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Mets. Ivan Morel now playing left field. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Morel reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Hardy reaches third base with a triple. Morel scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote strikes out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Casco moves to third. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaines hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Casco scores. Lillis moves to third. It's 6-3, Mets. Willard Hunter now pitching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Gaines moves to second. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lillis tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Mets. Al Spangler pinch hits for Ivan Morel. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Gaines moves to third. Bond moves to second. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Gaines scores. Bond moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to second. Dave Roberts pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing left field. Jim Owens now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott is walked intentionally. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Bobby Klaus pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. Altman scores. Elliott moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Mets. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now catching. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Larry Elliott now playing left field. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Casco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gaines bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearnerth covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.